Hello, everybody. It's Jenny Jordan, your wellness and life strategist. I'm here to guide you on your next life adventure. From mindset to self-care and everything in between, my job is to break it down for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, I just wanted to pop in here quickly to tell you the purpose of this podcast is to educate, inspire, and entertain you. I wanted to clarify that I am not a practicing psychologist or a medical doctor, so if you are experiencing any medical concerns or conditions, to please speak to your medical professional. So let's get back to the podcast. Hello, 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 everybody. What's going on? What's new and exciting with you? So, hi. It's so funny. One of my friends was telling me the other day, she's like, do you know on your podcast, you always start off that same way? And I was like, yes, I do that on purpose. So, I'm just here to make you laugh, that's for sure. Today I have a funny little topic, just something quick and dirty that I wanted to just speak on because I think it's something that we should brush up on, and it's effective communication skills. Like, how do we talk to people and how do we be better at it? And this is something that I work really hard at because I wasn't good at it. I was the interrupting Steve, and I know this, I can do it better, watch me do it, I'm gonna make you a scrapbook kind of person. And I still have that personality trait, but I want to talk about three ways that we can work on our communication skills to be a little bit better as a person and as a human. So sit back, relax, and grab a pen. So number one, work on our active listening skills. You're like, what the hell does that mean? So practice active listening skills by giving your full attention to the person that's speaking. And you're like, well, how do I do that? Literally, easy. Maintain full eye contact to the eyeballs. Not the boobies, not the ass, not the legs. Although, I like me a good pair of legs. But there's no shame in getting a good glance in, girl. Just like hootie hoo hoo. So don't interrupt someone when they're talking. And this is something that I am working really hard on. And I do this all the time with my husband. I'm like, babe, babe, babe. And I'll like interrupt him. And he called me on it. And I was really mad at him because I was like, well, if I don't tell you, I'm going to forget. And it's something I used to be so mad at because I do it and I didn't realize I was doing it. So when we interrupt somebody, one, it's rude. Two, nevertheless, I forget my topic and they forget theirs and their flow of speaking. Let the person finish. Sometimes what we're trying to say really has nothing to do with anything. It's just a topic that we're fleeting thoughts. And what I've learned to say to my husband is like, bookmark. And I'll say bookmark. And he'll be like, okay, she needs to say this because she'll forget. And it's something that we came up with. This is word bookmark. And even when we're with our best friends and we're out to dinner, one of us will be like, bookmark. So we'll say something and then we'll go right back to the topic. This allows the person to say something so they don't forget. But allowing the person to freely speak their topic without interrupting is such a valuable way of paying attention. Showing empathy and understanding what the person is saying by, you know, rephrasing what they're talking about back to them, clarifying questions and being like, oh, I hear you. Is this what you mean? Or is this what you're saying? This is active listening. Put your listening ears on, is what I used to say as a therapist. because when I would say something to the client would be like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. So what I'm hearing is this, or do you mean this? You know, and it's just kind of interesting how what one person might say or one person might hear, two different things. So number two is assertiveness. Yes, assertiveness when we're communicating. Learn to express your thoughts, your feelings, needs in a respectful, that's a key word, a respectful manner. Don't be an ass. There's many times that you can respectfully ask for something, respectfully get your point across without swearing, being a jerk, and doing all these rude ways of trying to get your point across. Use I statements to convey your message without blaming others or criticizing them. Oh, Mary did this. Oh, Bobby is an asshole. No, literally, when you're doing things like that, you're just gossip. Everybody loves good gossip, I hear you. But on the other hand, is it going to get you anywhere in the workplace or outside the workplace? Who knows? Set healthy boundaries. Stand up for yourself when necessary, but also respect the perspective of other people. When people set boundaries, don't stomp all over them because you don't believe that's good for them. That boundary is there for them. That boundary is protecting them and us at the same time. Don't be an interrupting Steve. Give that person the respect that they need, because it might be really hard for them to set these boundaries. It might be really hard for that person to step in their own power and be assertive. You don't know what they're going through. We really don't know what other people are feeling in their own brains, because 99% of the people don't express their feelings and are expressing their feelings in an appropriate, healthy manner. And number three is using nonverbal communication skills. Yes, pay attention to body language, facial features, tones of the voice. These messages are so key to a conversation. You can hear a person say yes as loud as they want, but their body is absolutely telling you no. They're slumped over, they're looking down, they're just not comfortable, but they're saying yes because they feel guilty. That's when you need to pay attention. You need to practice that open communication. Be confident with your body language. Maintain good posture. Face the speaker or face the group and have body gestures. Use your hands. George says, you're not even Italian, you're Polish and German, and you use your hands like an Italian. Yes, because that's what I do. I use my hands all the time. I'm 6'3". I take up a lot of space because that's my personality. People see me from everywhere because I'm using my hands. I'm literally using my hands right now and you can't even see me. Match your nonverbal cues with your verbal cues. You're like, what does that mean? So if you're happy and excited, you're gonna be like that with your body language. But if you're grumpy and sad, you're gonna be slumped over like a baby buzzard bird. So active listening and participating, assertiveness, and mastering all these nonverbal communication skills can enhance your communication skills with others. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes work. You need to do the work. We all want to be better at communicating our feelings. We all want to be better at being a better human. But you know what? It takes time. So don't get down on yourself. Don't be angry at other people because they don't communicate as well as you do. Just help other people. And you know the people that struggle. You can look at them and be like, hey, boo-boo, are you okay? What can I help you with? Help them. Help you. Be that person. Be that beacon of hope. So that's what I'm here to tell you today. And I hope this brings a little bit to the table to help you help other people. So, mwah, I love you all so big. And don't forget that you too can work on your communication skills with others. So check the show notes below and see how I can help you be a better human. Take care. Bye.